Our readings today really kind of set the stage for the next couple of weeks. We're reading from the Gospel of Mark this year, but in the next 5 weeks, we'll take a break and we'll read from the Gospel of John. And in the past, I looked at this and I thought it was just thrown in there. But when I was reflecting on it this week, I see how these readings that we've been having from Mark these last few weeks, where Jesus sent his disciples on the mission, and then they return. These are setting the stage for the next event in Mark's gospel, which is the miracle of the loaves and the fishes, where Jesus feeds the 5,000. So as we take this break, we see that the disciples are coming home today. And Jesus invites them to come off by themselves, to take some time away. But they are besieged by these crowds, and Jesus sees them like sheep without a shepherd. As I said, this was sets the stage for when Jesus feeds the 5,000 physically. But there's so many Eucharistic meanings in the feeding of those 5,000. That's why the church gives us the bread of life discourse in John. This teaching, which is really at the heart of what we believe as Catholic Christians. Today we're given a contrast. In our first reading, we see Jeremiah coming and he's been sent to the people of Israel. And he's looking at the good shepherds and the bad shepherds. He offers a warning, but he also offers a promise. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter. They had David as their model. And although David wasn't perfect, he always had the heart. He always had the good of the people in mind. But many that followed him had their own interests in mind. They're more concerned with their own profits, keeping their own bellies filled, the power that they would wield over the people. And the people were experiencing this in their daily lives. And so God sends Jeremiah with this warning, but also with a promise to raise up a righteous shoot from David. I myself will gather the remnant and bring them home, and I will appoint shepherds over them. Even in his exhaustion, Jesus fulfills this prophecy to do what is right and just in the land. He is the Lord, our justice. And we see this in our gospel. Jesus had sent his disciples, and they return, and he invites them to come to a deserted place to rest up. So similar to the seventh day of creation, when God had worked for 6 days and took the seventh day to rest. He gives us the third commandment, to keep holy the Sabbath. God doesn't do that so he can look down and see churches that are filled up. He gives us this commandment for us. We are the ones that need it. Because without this commandment, we get so absorbed in our own lives and in our own worries. We get our lives out of balance. That is what we have the third commandment for, is to keep our life in balance. So the people see Jesus leaving in a boat, and they figure out where he is going. So they rush there, and they get there before Jesus and his disciples. And Jesus sees this enormous crowd gathered when he goes to step off the boat, and his heart is moved with pity. He puts aside his needs. He puts aside his disciples' needs. And he goes to work to serve the people, to teach them many things. He shows us that he is the good shepherd, putting aside his needs for the needs of the many and feeding them with his word as he prepares to feed them with the fishes and the loaves. We can see these readings with thousands of years of history. But the people that were there, they were experiencing these things in their lives. So as Paul tells us, Jesus not only comes to teach us, but he comes to show us how he is the good shepherd. And Paul tells us that it is through his blood, through his death and his resurrection, he brings all into one, those who are near and those who are far away, the Jews and the Greeks, that he might create in himself a new person, in place of the two, establishing peace in the world, reconciling both with God into one body. And he does this through his cross. More than just preaching unity, he offers himself so that we might become one. Something I think that we need so much in our world today. We don't have to look very far on the news, on the internet, to see how divided our world is. And it seems that we often thrive on that division, on that disunity. And whether it is political, social, or religious, these divisions affect everyone, from the very highest levels of nation, the highest levels of religion, the highest levels of society, right down to our own families, to our lives. No group, no matter how small, is immune to these attacks, is immune to these divisions. We continue to be like a sheep without a shepherd. We need Him who is our peace to reign in our hearts. Because it's got to start in the heart of each and every individual. Because if it doesn't, it's never going to reign in our nation or in our world. So Jesus invites us to come away and rest. This invitation is an invitation to conversion. He invites us to come with Him to a deserted place, to come to Him in the tabernacle, to come to Him in Eucharistic adoration, in the deserted place of our hearts, where He is there waiting and inviting and calling. He desires to be our peace. He desires to be your peace. In the coming weeks, we'll see how He does this in the Eucharist, how He is the Good Shepherd, holding nothing back, so that we might become not a wandering flock, but a people who hear His voice, a people with a purpose, a people with a mission to serve Him in this world and to be with Him for all eternity.